From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is poet, director, and co-founder of the Beast Crawl Literary Festival, Yusef Alawi. Hey, Yusef.
Hey, Janae. How are you?
I'm good, because the Beast Crawl Literary Festival takes place on Saturday, July 27th, and there will be readings in about a dozen small businesses around downtown Oakland. And right now, Yusef is going to tell us about some of the talented poets and storytellers you can catch at Beast Crawl this year. First up is BAM House. BAM stands for Black Arts Movement. BAM House is the home of the Lower Bottom Players Theater Group, and their founder is Oakland Poet Laureate Ayodele Nzinga. Shout out to her. They're hosting a few readings. Now, Yusef, what is going down at BAM House?
Right now, I'm looking at our schedule. It says Afro Surreal Writers Workshop.
Yes.
And they are Afrofuturists. They are a mix of some of the most groundbreaking Oakland and East Bay writers. After that is Black Freighter Press, co-founded by San Francisco Poet Laureate Tongo Ice Martin. Then we also have Avacha's La Palabra Musical. So you're gonna get Latino and words and lyrics and drumming and music and stuff. And it's usually a really great stuff. And the BAM House is gonna have like an Ayodele Presents special Beast Edition reading before the crawl. So that might be on the Thursday or the Friday before it. So
that's the Afro Surreal Writers Workshop, Black Freighter Press, La Palabra Musical, all happening at BAM House in downtown Oakland for Beast Crawl. All right, Yusef, your next Beast Crawl pick is The Kitchen Table. The Kitchen Table asks, what feeds your body and mind? San Francisco poet and activist Kevin Dublin is hosting. I always think The Kitchen Table is one of the most powerful places in the home, so I love that this is the title of this reading. Tell us more, Yusef, about The Kitchen Table and about this reading.
Just, I'm a fan of Kevin Dublin. I love what he does. I love what he does in the Bay Area in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
He is a community director. He's an organizer, and he's like bringing the kitchen table more like, before it was the living room, and now it's like the kitchen table with Paolo Bicchieri and Lucy Pereira. There's food for the soul, food for the mind, and I have no idea really exactly the details of what they have lined up for their event at Beast Crawl, but it's bound to be fascinating.
And Kevin Dublin has one of the most gorgeous voices.
It's just his personality and his interest and his curiosity is super inspiring. So those people who are schooled in poetry or those people who just want to drop in, you're probably going to get really inspired.
That's The Kitchen Table at Beast Crawl. And you can go to Beast Crawl's website for a time and location and more details of that reading. And your final pick is Marhaba. Marhaba means welcome in Arabic. This reading features writers from the Middle East and North Africa. This is the first time Beast Crawl has had an all-men lineup. Now, Yusef, you co-created this event. Tell us more about it. What can people expect? I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm Moroccan American, and I run Paper Press Books and Associates Publishing Company, and I've curated readings in the past and for throughout the 12 years of Beast Crawl, but never one like this. And this is a really important reading at a really important time in history.
Yeah.
And we've got some really lovely readers. Jess Simon is a Lebanese war refugee, and their first poetry book, A Child with the Moon, I sold like 14,000 copies.
Wow.
And you got here, Jess, go. Manaz Badihian is a candidate to be the next San Francisco Poet Laureate. And Sabina Khan Ibarra is an Afghani poet. And Manaz is from Iran. And so is Justin Ebrahimi. And their writings explore political uprising, gender expression, and the queer Iranian-American diaspora, it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
And a whole lot of passion. And you got to come together to support men of voices at a time like this.
That's Marhaba at the Museum of Art and Digital Entertainment in downtown Oakland. I've been speaking with poet Yusuf Alawi. Make sure to attend Beast Crawl on Saturday, July 27th in downtown Oakland from 4 to 10 p.m. And you can visit beastcrawl.org for more details. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org. And make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfiria Rangel and engineered by James Rowlands. I'm Janae Darton.